Everything you remember. Is mostly lies.
What are you laughing at?
I was eating potato salad from Holiday Market earlier, and I was like, this is some goddamn good potato salad. I would like to learn how to make my own potato salad. And they had like five different types of potato
salad.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Potato salad.
Why? Hey, welcome to Mostly Lies. Please subscribe.
And like, and all that other.
Actually, you know what? No. Just drop a comment. I like reading them.
Yeah, that's fun.
They're entertaining. We have friends. They're entertaining.
We had a ghost guest last night.
We did. Apparently. Yeah.
Because when I was making clips today and reading through the script, there were weird sentences and phrases that neither of us said. And some of them were when we went to go use the bathroom. So there was nobody in here. And they all popped up as me saying them. So it was all on my end from my microphone. I couldn't hear it, but it was enough for the Riverside transcribing thing to pick it up, apparently. And it said like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, over and over and over again.
Weird.
Or it said, I don't think you can hear me. I don't think you can hear me. I don't think you can hear me. Like repeated.
Over and over again. Yeah.
It said, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this. Over and over again. And then the other one was like a reply. It said, I'll show you how to do it or something like that. And there was another creepy one. Like, I don't think you can hear me. And it was just weird. And I kept seeing that. And I was like, what the fuck were we talking about? And then I realized that it wasn't actually us talking. It was picking something up. And
that's like, that's the haunted room, right?
Yeah, this dresser that I'm touching is from the Lorenz Hotel, which is notoriously haunted here. And, you know, any time someone has something from that hotel, they have ghost activity. Mm-hmm. One of our friends actually sent me a video. She's having ghost activity in her house right now on her security camera thing. It's picking up the remote. Light keeps flashing like someone's pressing the remote. Over and over and over again. And that she sent me the video, and then in the lower corner of the video was an orb. A real quick orb flashed.
Weird.
Yeah. With this, though, I do have one possible rational explanation. I have the audio interface here, and I had my guitar amp plugged into the interface. And in the past, I have picked up like radio signals on the guitar when I plug it into the computer to try to record it. But I usually always hear them. And with this all being digital, that tends to fix. Like that happened before when I was just plugging it directly, like the jack into the computer. So it was all analog, not digital. But with it being digital, that shouldn't happen. Also, it wouldn't explain why the phrases would be repeating. Like it happened, it said it once, and then 20 minutes later it said the same thing over and over again.
I saw it was weird.
So yeah, so it's like, why would it keep doing that like on repeat? Like it was an echo pretty much. So it's like, that is a rational explanation, but I kind of already poked holes in the rational explanation. But
it was a ghost.
I don't have the guitar plugged in tonight, so tomorrow when I check it, we'll see if there's anything, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out ghost.
There won't be.
There might be. Shout Maybe. Out ghost. Say something. Ghost. Drop a comment.
Hey ghost, can you hear me? Do you think you could do it? Now I think I got my setup going.
Sounds good. Sounds better.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds pretty creepy, but I think it's just a ghost in your house.
Probably. One of the various ghosts that hang out here. But they're highly active now. It's weird. I also notice it's whenever we have a lot of solar flares. So I think
you need solar flares.
Some sort of radiation that gives them more energy.
What X-class solar flare can completely wipe out all electrical everything and put us back to the fucking pre-electricity age.
I want to say like an X3.5 or something like that. I think it goes up to like X5. I don't know though. I'm not a sun doctor. But I know that an X class pointed directly at the Earth, like, I think like an X2 or 3 could fuck up satellites and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. What was the Carrington event?
That, I can't remember if that was like solar winds or if it was a direct blast by a solar flare.
It was a direct blast. It was like, knocked out all the telegraphs.
Yeah, like melted them. That would be pretty crazy. But like, they could just blow up an EMP bomb in the solar, or in the atmosphere, and that would do the same thing. Like, you know, they don't even have to use nukes. Just knock out the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We're getting into another World War III thing.
Maybe.
All right.
I don't... You're not talking about anything.
I know. I know. I thought you had a longer ghost story. Well, that was only 6 minutes.
I have proof of something. I mean...
Yeah, that's creepy.
At least you can put the little screenshots that I sent you.
I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't... I was walking out the park and heard somebody screaming from down below, but it just sounded like teenagers. I thought maybe it was a skinwalker, but it was probably just teenagers.
Fucking teenagers.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's been a day. I don't have, you know, the fact that I have this ghost story to tell is something. Most people don't end up with one ghost story in a matter of a day.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Be quiet. Okay, never mind.
What?
I can like hear you moving like AMSR.
Oh.
But it's not bad. No. It's not a bad thing. I doubt it'll pick up in the mic. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound as good as me.
Okay. Maybe you should do
better denim.
Maybe you should do AMSAR of you getting dressed.
I could. Seems like it would all sound the same, though. I mean, I wear the same outfit pretty much.
Well, that's fine.
Well, are you? Am I hearing you breathing, or am I hearing something else?
You're probably hearing me breathing. A little raspy, wheezy.
Hole in your lung. You should, like, see a doctor about that.
No, because then he'll pronounce me dead.
Oh, God. I woke up this morning, and I'm pretty sure one of my balls had gone back up inside me. I had to, like, pop it back out.
Ow. Why?
It didn't hurt, but I don't know. I read that can happen, that you got a weak ball muscle.
What the fuck?
Scared the shit out of me, though. And that's, yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, I can't
hope I don't have a hernia. I feel like I'm getting old.
You are. Sucks. You're wearing a SpongeBob shirt. You're pretty fucking old.
SpongeBob's my guy.
Nah, I'm going to cut that. We're not going to talk about each other's shirts.
Why? Because I didn't mention yours.
No, just in general. Otherwise, that'll become a thing. I don't want to make it a thing. Just the shirts being there enough is the thing. Not saying a thing is the thing.
But we can say the thing.
I don't know.
I usually mention my shirts, like last night, my sexy Jar Jar shirt.
It was ugly as fuck.
No, it was beautiful.
No.
It's art. So I posted it on Instagram.
Hashtag no filter needed.
Oh, hashtag sexy Jar Jar.
It might delete soon.
No, I don't do that shit. I don't think anybody does anymore.
No, all my trends are like old and stupid.
Well, like, I think people are even getting bored with the TikTok. Like, it just doesn't really seem like, I think people are just kind of like, we might be exiting the social media craze.
Good.
Not counting YouTube. YouTube's still good. Still.
Yeah, you could go to school on YouTube.
Yeah. It still serves the purpose. Mm-hmm. But like Facebook and all that.
No.
Like Instagram asked me the other day, it was like, do you want to try to connect with more people on Facebook? I was like, why the fuck would I want to do that? What the fuck's wrong with you, Instagram? I barely want
You're
to
lucky
be on
I
here.
Don't delete you.
Yeah. Maybe we should get on the one that Trump's on.
Rumble?
Or no, I think he made his own, didn't he?
Oh, no, I don't know what it is.
I thought he did. And then apparently on Discord, there's a bunch of nerds, like gamer nerds. Okay, this is something to talk about. A bunch of classified documents got released about like the war in Ukraine and us spying on other countries and shit. Mm-hmm. And according to this article I was reading, it's people playing games like War Thunder and fucking Minecraft, and they get in arguments on Discord and 4chan. And they'll like to prove their point, they'll be arguing about the capabilities of a tank in the game War Thunder, and it'll be some nerd who works for the military, and to prove their point, they'll leak some fucking documents from their work about said tank. Like, here's some documents about the tank. It can turn its turret that like 90 degrees. So they're releasing classified documents from like working in the military to win arguments on 4chan and Reddit and
you know what
shit.
I gotta say this right now about that. Yeah, it's no wonder people in the military these days, they're like the younger generations, they don't care, they're there for a job, they don't give a shit, you
but
know,
like they could be doing so much more. They could be starting coups around the world. We could overthrow every government and like overnight, it could be a major systematic revolution across the planet.
They're not that all smart. That's why they're playing War Thunder or whatever.
And Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of defending our country.
Instead of doing something.
Yeah.
Other than fucking playing video games, even though I love video games.
Honestly, I think that every single adult should have to serve at least 2 years. At 18. Like, you don't become an adult until you're 20. When you get out of the 2 year service. And not like a, just like a military, like a boot camp. You go, you learn about, you know, history. Like, it's a little extended community college with extra working out and military stuff.
That would never happen.
Learn how to defend yourself. I know. No, yeah, I know. Basically teaching people how to be smart.
Do you think all the blue-haired girls in Portland are going to be okay with that? Do you think all the neckbeard nerds are going to be okay with that?
No. No, they're not.
Like, yeah, all the little communists, they won't be happy about that. Even though that's what they do in communist countries like China.
I was going to say...
That's exactly what they do.
Did you call me a communist on several occasions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we were talking last night about, like, universal income and, like, what people could do if mm-hmm. they didn't have to work stupid jobs and just got, like, $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I would start my own brand, my own line of pre-made gourmet potato salad. Because I was eating potato salad from Holiday Market earlier, and I was like, this is some goddamn good potato salad. I would like to learn how to make my own potato salad. And they had like five different types of potato salad.
What the fuck
there.
Are you talking about?
Potato salad. There's
why?
Because it's delicious and there's a lot of varieties, and I want to learn all the different varieties. And then I want to learn how to make my own potato salads. And I'll start a business where I make potato salad.
Are you going to make devil potato salad with devil eggs?
like with the eggs in it.
Yeah.
See, that's how my mom generally makes potato salad. And I noticed the store-bought potato salad doesn't have eggs in it. Most people's potato salad doesn't. But that's what I mean. There's so many different types of potato salad that you can make. And that's it's what
weird.
I want to learn.
It's weird.
But I don't have the time to do that.
I don't
that
like
now
potato salad.
I have a job. Well, I'll probably make other products too, like maybe macaroni salad or baked beans. I thought about making my own brand of baked beans.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Yeah. Ooh, you should make ham hock beans. Those are good.
Oh, ham hocks?
Oh my God, dude.
But
I made tortillas the other day.
Well, that's just like flour and water, isn't it?
No. You forgot about the salt and the baking powder.
Oh.
Duh.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, no.
Were they corn or flour?
Flour. I can't do corn yet. Plus, like, they get hard and, like, you gotta throw them away, like, the next day.
Yeah, that is.
So don't make 36 or 40 or 60.
You could turn them into, like, chips or something. Or nachos.
Nah, I like to throw them away and waste them.
You bastard. There's little kids in Florida starving who could use those.
Nah.
They would love to eat those tortillas.
I don't even think Florida's a real place. Like, you always hear about it. I hear more about Florida Man than I hear about Florida.
What if none of these places are real?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
No, they're real, unfortunately, except Ohio and France. But it's like, I don't want to go there.
Have you ever been to Florida?
No, I don't want to go there. Then I don't really want to travel anywhere right now.
Then you don't know if it's real or not. I've never been.
That's true. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe places only exist when you've been to them.
That's biocentrism.
Is that what that is?
Something.
Oh.
Yeah. No, maybe. Did I exist before you knew me?
No.
Exactly.
I wheeled you into existence.
Like a wheel? Like a wheel?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, I need somebody to host a podcast with in the future.
Were you listening to podcasts back then?
No. That's when they were literally podcasts on the iTunes store.
Yeah.
That's the only place you could get them. And they're specifically for iPods. Back in the good old days.
Now every fucking asshole has one.
Wasn't like Joe Rogan one of the first? Like he was back in the podcasts, like iPod podcast days.
Originals. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much been the same thing, too. He always had it was always a talk show for him.
How the hell can you talk about? I can barely think of anything to talk about right now. How the hell could you find things to talk about?
Easy. You don't get your best friend every single weekend. You get different people every week.
So that's true.
Let them talk to you, and then you ask questions.
Make them do the work.
Yeah, exactly. I already know everything about you.
Do you?
No, but whatever you're hiding, I don't care about enough.
You know that one of my testicles went back up in my body today.
You're half a woman, but not yet a man.
It came back out.
Oh, okay. There you go. You're good. Yeah. You're back. Good old Dylan.
Oh, that's wait, not never mind. What his name is.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Oh, I need to grab another beer, though.
Oh, okay. I have no more beer. I only had one can. I just finished it.
You don't have any weird seltzers?
Drank them all yesterday.
You gotta plan ahead. Like, I had 9 beers in there today, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go buy another 6-pack just in case.
Well, I knew that I was only gonna drink one because I didn't want to record too late tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Plus, that was all I had was the ghost thing. I don't know, like,
nothing.
What did I do today? Yeah, that was about it. And there's nothing in the news. The news is really boring today, minus all the horrible stuff like the shootings and whatnot. The thing you sent earlier, that Johnny sent him the Matrix thing in the office, which was cringy.
Like, that video was so shitty, Eric. I could make a better version of that. Like, that was, I could make that on my phone, like, while I'm talking to a customer. It was terrible. It was just a green screen with an overlay and some text. I could do that with CapCut.
Yeah.
Which, again, pisses me off, because if Michael and Johnny are sharing it, that means that video's getting views.
Like, God, more than damn. We're getting.
Yeah.
We'll get more.
I don't really mind. Okay, at this point, I just don't want to give up.
I wonder if we could somehow get our stuff on Reddit, because that would be more our demographic, I think. The people on Reddit.
We have a Reddit.
We do?
Yeah, Nick made it. I haven't gotten a hold of him yet, though, so I can't really get access to it.
Oh, because that would be a good place to post stuff, because the stuff we talk about. And
but they don't like... You only just post the video there, like, to get them. I mean, it'll bring them to YouTube.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like, it'd create a fan base.
Oh. Yeah, Nick said that too. He was going to.
Because Reddit's a different. They're like more like us, more our people.
Hmm.
And they might, well, they would most likely shit on us, but even if they liked us, they would shit on us. But that's, it would fine. Be, yeah, it'd be exposure and attention. And you can post anything on Reddit. People post fucking porn on Reddit. Like, it's weird. Just put whatever on there. Yeah. Should we stop the recording so that it can upload and all that? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening.